Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. We are continuing with verse number 45 from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving some instructions to the Jews of Medina, but at the same time it's instruction for us all, not only for the Jews. Allah is telling them and telling us, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah, means seek the help. Isti'ana means seek the help. As we recite in Surah Al-Fatiha, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. So Allah is saying that seek the help of Allah by using what? Through what? Through two things. The two P's. I always say the rule of two P's, patience and prayer. Sabri was-salah. Even in Arabic, these are two sad. And in English, these are the two P's. Prayer and patience. Seek the help of these two things. Wa innaha lakabira. Indeed, it's something a big, heavy. It's something heavy. This sabr is not easy. And prayer in the right form is not easy. The prayer that will bring help, indeed, is very difficult. Wa innaha lakabira. But except for those who are humble, who are khashi'in, who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, these two things would be easy. So this is, I think, one of the verses that we should really put it as a quote in our and hang it in walls and always sta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. See how eloquently Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us the key to the success. Sta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. And Mujahid has given example of the sabr is a siyam, is the fasting, because through fasting Allah is teaching us this sabr. And then in Ramadan we pray Taraweeh and we pray the prayers. That's why Ramadan is a special month. It has been the month of victory, like the Fath Makkah, opening of Makkah was in Ramadan. The first battle was in Ramadan, Battle of Badr. Ain Jalut happened very close to Gaza when the Egyptian army under the leadership of Qutuz, they were able to defeat a force that people started to surrender, say that no, nobody can check them. These are the Holako and the army coming from the east. It happened at the very famous Ain Jalut, for example. Okay? So because the Ramadan has these elements of sabr and salah in it, it became a powerful. So we can always seek this help of these two things, sabr and salah. And we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Ramadan wouldn't come except that Allah has granted the victory to the people of Gaza against this Zionist nation, Israel. Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. And it's very ironic that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking Jews here to clinch to the sabr and salah. Clinch to the sabr and salah. Wa innaha lakabiratun illa ala al-khashi'in. Wa innaha lakabiratun illa ala al-khashi'in. So Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, who is, we can say, the masters of all mufassirin in his book, he says that all rabbis of Jews seek the help of Allah by forcing yourself to embrace the right religion and stay away from the wrongdoings that you have been doing, because your book now has description of Prophet Muhammad and you are now convinced that Islam is the right religion and you have been waiting for this Prophet to come for hundreds of years. So he has now came to you, but the switch in your heart to accept him as a branch of Arabs or Canaan or from Ishmael's branch, this thing is a very tough decision for you. You cannot just go in front of people and surrender, as Israel is today getting lots of casualties, but Netanyahu and the elders, they are unable to come to the world being one of the most powerful army in the Middle East and saying that, sorry, we are surrendering in front of Hamas. This type of things is not easy. That's why Allah says, innaha lakabira. This type of decision is hitting the pride of that of the Jews. How can we go and be under Muhammad, who is from Ishmael, and we are the Jews coming from Isaac, for example? Similarly, Similarly to the in Israel, this same mentality, right? We are the Europeans. How can we confess a defeat against those Arabs or whatever they call it? And they have been telling them, saying that these are animals and this and that. So استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. See how Ibn Jarir al-Tabari is explaining this thing very eloquently in his tafsir and asking them to pray, because the prayer is a check against all kind of fahsha wal munkar, as Allah said in other places, all kind of illicit things. And the prayer is something that brings a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And along with the patience and the prayer, for sure a person becomes a different person when person is able to really continue with this prayer and fasting. And these things needs humbleness. So one of the traits of Jews that causes them to be the subject of Allah's wrath is the istikbar, the arrogance. Prayer and patience is always tied with humbleness. With the arrogance and the attitude that you have seen the Zionists elders have shown, they can never win. It's not a way to the victory when a person is arrogant. And these are the things Allah is reminding Jews, and Allah is reminding us, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. That's why the prayer has been always the go-to place. Whenever our Prophet ﷺ used to face any anxiety, any problems, he would just rush to the prayer. Hudhayfa radiallahu anha mentions in a hadith, which is narrated in Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood, said that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha hazabahu amrun fazi'a ila as-salah. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afflicted by anything that causes him trouble, tension, anxiety, something that is causing him hardship, what he would do? Fazi'a. And fazi'a means he would rush to the prayer. So see what's the great gift that Allah has given us. It's not a very difficult thing. You don't have to book a ticket and travel a long distance and spend money. No, you just make wudu and just start the prayer. Very much accessible to any one of us, affordable to everybody. But still Allah says that it is something kabira. It's something very big, because the essence of the prayer is the dua. And the dua's essence is humbleness and humiliation. And many of us has problem in that. We have kept so many small gods in our heart, and we always clinch to them. At the time of difficulty, we say that, okay, let me just go to that person and try to get his help. And no, okay, I think that relative will help me. Okay, let me try this person. We go like crazy here and there seeking help, but we forget often to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think this is very important verse, that we should always seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired about a person and he was away, so Prophet asked him, where have you been? So the person said that I wanted to go in a secluded place alone, inside a cave in a mountain, and just stay there and spend time and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wanted to dedicate myself to worship as many of the monks and others do. So the Prophet ﷺ said that la sabru ahadikum sa'atan ala ma yakrahu fi ba'd mawatin al-islam khayrun min ibadatihi khalian 40 sana. When a person enters into the society, enters into a project of jihad, mingles with the society and tries to correct the wrong, and for that he has to interact with the people, and the people will shout against him, and it would cause him hardship. And okay, so when a person is interactive with the society, tries to bring some reform, correct some mistakes, engages with the people, it's better for him than spending 40 years in a secluded mountain and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see these things, hadith, okay? So what Allah is saying here is that the sabr probably here is in the first place not the sabr that comes because of an accident and somebody died and you have to do it, you have no choice. That is for sure one branch of sabr. But even a superior grade of sabr, of patience, is the patience when you are preaching Islam, when person is going for jihad, when his blood is shed, when he is going to a tyrant and conveying the message of Islam to him, like what Moses did with Fir'aun, for example, what the Prophet ﷺ did with the Quraysh. Okay, so using the prayer and the patience in an Islamic cause, this is the difficult part. And this has the reward that Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives reward to this type of people بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without any formula. Because we know there is a formula for the multiplication factor. There is a formula, mathematical formula. You do a good, Allah will multiply it by 10. And He could increase it to 700. But when it comes to sabr, Allah is giving him without limitless, times infinity. Just go with it. That's why the people of Badr, they have shown the first battle of Islam, they have shown their most dedication and sabr. And Allah told them, do whatever you want. Because with your position at that time, when all the forces were against you, this is the only small growing force of Islam and the whole world is against you, you stood steadfast on the right path. So they have proven their belief and iman on that moment. That's why Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said, As-sabru sabran. There are two types of sabr. Sabrun inda al-musibat hasan. Whenever there is a hardship coming to you, you have lost the money in the stock exchange, you have been afflicted by influenza or a disease or a COVID or whatever, somebody died in your family, okay, this is called musibah. Umar said, hasan, this is good. Wa ahsanu minhu as-sabru an maharimillah. Even much better is the sabr that a person shows in checking against doing sinful action. That is one level above that type of sabr. That whenever we are, there is a very much lucrative thing that a person takes bribe and increases his bank balance, for example, or a person goes into a monetary transaction that is not halal, but it increases, it brings him more bonus, for example. Okay, so you see, going into the haram and the lucrative side of it, it requires a sabr to check it. And that is, that type of sabr is superior than the sabr that you have to endure. You have no choice when you are being afflicted by a disease, for example. استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين. And it's something very difficult except to the khashi'in. To the khashi'in. And it has been proven, as Muqatil said, إنها لكبيرة, that it is very difficult or a very hard. Muqatil explained it when the direction of the Qibla was changed from Jerusalem or from Bayt al-Maqdis to the Mecca. So the people in Medina were facing north towards, they were facing north in their prayer for maybe 17 or 16 months when the prayer started. And then in one day Allah asked them, now you can face south to the Mecca. So it became very difficult. Changing the direction of prayer, these are very difficult decisions. A person, only a humiliated person, a person who has humiliation in his heart, khashi'in, they can do it. That's why Muqatil bin Hayyan said that changing the face from Baytul Maqdis to Mecca became a very difficult thing for the munafiqeen as well as the Jew, because this is not very easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, hidayah. Make us among those who are very humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make us among those who has the ability really to seek the help from sabr and salah, from these two P's, patience and prayer. Wallahu a'lamu sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa sallamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu.